This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know what's been the biggest shock of 2020. You know, was it the COVID? Was it the hurricanes? Was it the killer bees? Gosh, there was some, was it possibly Kim Jong-un, you know, and his disappearing and possible dying? And, you know, there's been just so much happening in 2020. But I think the one thing that shocked me the most, the one thing that made my jaw drop, literally drop, was when Senator Ted Cruz asked Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court nominee, about her kids and piano lessons, and apparently all seven of her kids have taken piano lessons. Now, I have two boys. Getting them to play a musical instrument, I mean, it not only took an act of Congress, it took, you know, the whole UN, it took sanctions, it took embargoes, it took threats. And still, they can't play piano. And, you know, I look at that and I go, wow, okay, she could get seven kids to play piano. But, you know, I do find it a little odd that our focus on kids playing instruments have started to kind of wane over the last few decades. I mean, when I was growing up, you just had to. I mean, if you didn't want to get a beat down, you did your piano lessons. And I don't know how my mom and dad listened to, you know, me doing furlies or green sleeves, you know, off key all the time and hitting the wrong keys. But I just had to learn how to play piano. And you don't ask why. When you grew up, you just didn't ask why. You just had to learn an instrument. Now, personally, I would have preferred the drums. I would have loved to play the drums. I just love percussion, you know, but it was piano. My mom played piano. Her brother had played piano. My mom is a gifted pianist, by the way. And so we're supposed to learn how to play piano. So all of us took piano lessons as kids. I remember one of my teachers died. I was 7 years old, and I forget if his name was Bill. He wasn't overweight, and I think he was like in his late 30s, 40s. And he didn't show up to his lesson, and apparently he had a heart attack. And so we think he might have had a heart attack, probably thinking about, oh my gosh, I got to teach Dahlia to do more, how to finger correctly on the keyboard. But anyway, unfortunately, he died. And after that, I didn't get some piano lessons for a while, and then we started up piano lessons. And what was really, though, amazing about my parents is no matter how poor they were, they still tried to make sure we got our piano lessons. Now, why? Why was piano lessons, why was that so crucial? Well, because for centuries, learning a musical instrument was supposed to be a form of education. You know, my family wasn't bougie. You know, they weren't telling us to be rich, and they weren't telling us to marry up or anything like that, but they always stressed education. And they felt that if we didn't know how to play a musical instrument, that would show that they failed in educating us. So it was all about learning how to play the piano. So then I have two boys. We get a piano, and I'm playing a little bit, again, furlies and green sleeves. That's about all I could do. And you know, the kids aren't digging it. They're not feeling it. You know, and then we have this big recital. And I'm bringing my kids. I think they were like 5 and 7. And they were dreading it. And I'm like, no, this is just something you have to do. And the room was, I mean, it was like probably 200-300 people. Obviously, this is before COVID. I know now kids are like, woohoo, no recital because of COVID. But back then, no, you had to do the recital. And my younger one was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going out there. He just had stage fright. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I forcing my five-year-old to do a piano recital? Because his teacher, you know, says he has to do this. That's just kind of a rite of passage. The problem I have, though, and this is my question to you, you know, should piano lessons and music lessons and learning to play an instrument still be integral in a child's education? It doesn't seem to be that relevant much more, you know, because, you know, the hand-eye coordination, you know, it has now been usurped by video games and computers and all that. But for me, you know, I always regret that I can't sit down at a piano and accompany myself. You know, one of the reasons why I sing off-key is because I don't have the piano to drown out my singing. So I just have to sing a cappella. And people are like, gosh, man, you know, where is the background music? And I wish I could accompany myself, and I can't. I could play for Elise and Greensleeves. I just can't accompany myself. I see a drum set, and I could do a beat, but I can't play. You know? And I wish I could. Just like I wish the average kid could speak two or three languages. I think we're doing a huge disservice when our kids don't speak multiple languages. You know, and it's like, it's only English. Well, there's other countries out there. I mean, why aren't we teaching our kids early on another language? You know, in terms of musical instruments, I kind of want that coming back. That's a shame. Musical instruments are expensive. You know, one of my sons was like, you know, I think I'd like to look at the violin. Oh, my gosh, violins are pricey. We got him a used one, and then, you know, after one day he got sick of it. Yeah, I've always wanted to play guitar. Guitar and drums, I really wanted to play. Keyboards, I wasn't as into, but I really wanted to learn how to play guitar, especially rock, electric guitar. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, if kids were doing their piano lessons or their music lessons, not being forced, but pick an instrument they like and doing that, maybe they'd be on their video games less. Maybe they'd be TikToking less. Maybe they would be working on their hand-eye coordination. Maybe they wouldn't be getting eye strain and myopia. So, you know, I vote, and this is, you know, to you guys, I'm not trying to lead, but I really think that kids should start playing musical instruments again, not being forced. You know, when I was in music class, we got exposed to all the instruments. And then we were supposed to go home and tell our parents which ones we liked. We had these things called flutophones. Now they call them recorders, but they call them flutophones. And you would, like, blow it super hard to make a weird sound. And my music teacher, Mrs. Jelsma, gosh, she used to get so mad at us because she's like, who did that? You know, the giggling or whatever. But I loved music, and I loved being able to play an instrument. And, you know, I don't know how many parents are doing that now. So Amy Coney Barrett being able to get seven kids to all take piano lessons, it's pretty admirable, you know. I don't know. Bring back music. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I tell them allergies. Look at my allergies. Not so good. So we're on day three of the Senate Judiciary hearings for the Supreme Court nominated appointee Amy Coney Barrett. And I haven't really been watching all the lines of questioning because it's long and I got other things to do and I'm working. But, you know, a couple of the sort of speeches have stood out. You know, day one, it was opening speeches and everybody kind of used their, you know, time on air to showboat. And then they started to kind of grill her yesterday and the day before. I think tomorrow was her last day. So yesterday they started to grill her. And one of the questions that was brought up that, gosh, made huge headlines was Hawaii Senator Hirono had asked Amy Coney Barrett if she ever sexually assaulted somebody. So the exact question was, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any physical or verbal harassment or assault of a sexual nature? Now, when I read that, you know, ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors, you know, I asked my husband for favors all the time, and I don't think he wants to do them. So technically, I could be in a lot of trouble with my, right? If anybody interviews my husband, if I ever run for Supreme Court, because they're like, yeah, I don't want to sleep with her. So that is an issue. But the question, unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any physical or verbal harassment or assault of a sexual nature. Now, of course, Amy Coney Barrett said no. People just lost their mind. They just lost their mind. But, you know, all right, there's a couple sides to this, okay? One is we just witnessed the poop show with Brett Kavanaugh. And I can understand why the Democratic senator wanted to convey that, look, you know, it's all fair game. Women could sexually harass too, which is true. Women could sexually assault. A woman could be abusive. So if we're going to ask that of Brett Kavanaugh, we have to show that it wasn't a lynching with Brett Kavanaugh, then we're going to ask the same questions to the female candidate. That's appropriate. I mean, women, you know, are not innocent many times in this. I've seen women grab men's butts. I've seen, you know, women coerce, you know, men into things that, you know, maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they were in a position of power and their, you know, male colleague was in an inferior position and they might have, you know, women aren't innocent, you know, when it comes to, you know, assault. They're not immune, I should say, all right? There are women out there that unfortunately, you know, do take advantage, just like we've seen men do. So I think a question like that being asked, you know, of a female candidate is fair. That, you know, you really can't criticize because, again, you know, we women want to be treated equally. So, if we want equality, then we want to be treated the same way and, you know, respected and paid and also questioned the same way as a man would. So that's fair game. Asking a woman, I think that question was appropriate. But was there more to it? Was the senator really trying to look fair and show that women were equal, so she's asking that question? Or was it what some people are suspicious and suspecting, a perjury trap? So when a question in law, and I'm not a lawyer, but when a question is asked in a hearing or court setting, it's very rarely fluff. You know, the average lawyer doesn't have time to ask a candidate what their favorite color is. There's always an ulterior motive. There's always a reason. You know, people are grilling Senator Ted Cruz on why he asked about the piano lessons. You know, and asked about her playing piano and how the kids are doing with virtual learning. That was very, like, That had a lot of thought process. That was very calculated. Even though the average person wants to hear, well, maybe not the average person, wants to hear how they think she would rule in a case that came before her, even though that's not really an easy answer for any judge because they're supposed to look at all the facts. They're not supposed to walk into a case prejudging. But I believe Ted Cruz wanted to show she had a humanistic side. He wanted to show the, she's a mom of seven kids. Like I said, I was floored when I heard that all seven kids, you know, play piano. I was like, how the hell did you manage that? I can't get my two kids to even clean their rooms. So, and he wanted to show the softer side. He also wanted to show that she's a real person. That whoever's about to attack her and just vilify her in the media is vilifying somebody who could be very, very similar to their sister or, you know, their next door neighbor who has a bunch of kids, is doing virtual learning, You know, that she's a real average Joe sort of thing. That's what Senator Ted Cruz was trying to convey. So there's always a reason. So when people heard that the senator asked about sexual assault, they're like, well, no big deal. You know, you ask a woman about sexual assault, we should. We're treating women equally now, hopefully. But again, I support that too. I don't think anybody should be immune to those questions. However, what could really, really be going on? Okay, when you go through these committee hearings, all right, you are swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And so what that question did was it was kind of a dog whistle to anybody who would be savvy enough to pick up on that and go, oh, she verbally abused me. When you use the word or we use the word and, it's a big difference in law. So basically, they asked, did you commit any physical or verbal harassment or assault of a sexual nature? Now, with Amy Coney Barrett, if anybody in her past says, yeah, she verbally assaulted me, she told me shut up, they could technically try to perjure her, say that she lied under oath. Now, that gets tricky. That was a tricky question. I mean, the judge answered it the best way she could. She goes, no, I've never been, you know, I've never made unwanted, you know, requests for favors. I've never, you know, she just said no, you know, it was a very carefully worded question. You know, if you notice, the senators, you know, had their notes and it was pre-typed and they kind of read off the script. Amy Coney Barrett was very pretty calm, pretty collected, and just kind of answered questions as they came. Just kind of fielded the questions and answered this, answered that. And when they, you know, said, you know, what notes are you referring to when you're, you know, answering these questions? And she held up her little blank United States Senate pad that they got, which, by the way, I would be pocketing the pens and the pads. I think that'd be really cool to have stuff from the U.S. Senate. So I think I would be guilty of, you know, stealing some of the stuff on the table, right? The glass. My guess is that glass is not a plastic tumbler, you know, well, now they have water bottles. I think they gave her water bottles. But anyway, she had a blank pad. I always, you know, grab the pads. I've never met a conference. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's my pads. I like it. But anyway, so that's a little tricky. So what they're doing is they're currently setting her up to, if anybody says that she harassed somebody and was harassing in any of her schooling, in any of her clerking, in any of her work, they could get her on, you said you never harassed somebody. Now, it's going to be weak. And I know what, you know, her opposition wants is somebody to go, yeah, she asked me to do this sexual favor, or she asked me to do, you know, and that would be the biggest meat. But these questions are not really easy. And so, many people are kind of watching this going, okay, is this just showboating? Is this just, you know, semantics? Is she going to be nominated anyway? Yes, from what we understand, very little can be done by the Democratic side to stop this from going on. However, they are setting up, you know, little, shall we say, little traps. It just stinks to see how politics are so vicious like this. I don't know how the world is going to change and how politics are going to change later. I just see it getting more and more, disgusting and more divisive. But the Supreme Court should never be about right and left. And it always has been. And now we're faced with the anger of her being nominated. And then if Joe Biden wins, the packing of the court. And is that kind of where we're going? Where whoever's president, you know, will hopefully ask people to leave, right? So then they could nominate people. And then if they get in office, if they don't have the majority, they'll just add more. And then the next president, well, then they'll just add more. And so, I mean, what? Are we going to have a Supreme Court of 50 people? It just makes no sense. Get rid of the bias, get rid of the right-left. It's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of these hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will still go head-to-head on Thursday night, just not on the debate stage as originally planned. President Trump will participate in a town hall with NBC News from Miami, while Biden will appear in an ABC town hall from Philadelphia. Both are scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. The second presidential debate, originally scheduled for Thursday, was canceled after President Trump refused to participate in the event's new virtual format. This is USA Radio News. A late-stage trial for a potential antibody treatment for coronavirus has been halted over safety concerns. Drug maker Eli Lilly says it's pausing the trial after the independent board of medical professionals that oversees its clinical trials recommended the pause. An Illinois teen charged with the murder of two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, won't face charges in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The Lake County, Illinois, State's Attorney's Office says 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse will not face any charges in his home state of Illinois in the killing of two protesters. The gun used in the shooting was purchased, stored, and used in Wisconsin, and there was no evidence the gun was ever physically possessed by Rittenhouse in Illinois. The 17-year-old remains in a juvenile detention center in Lake County without bond due to pending criminal charges in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is due back in Lake County Court on October 30th for an extradition hearing.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys ever been to Anchorage, Alaska? It's beautiful. It doesn't have the Fisherman's Wharf like I expected. I would expect there to be, you know, kind of like Seattle does and San Francisco, you know. But it was, I like Alaska. I like it a lot. The Inside Passage is gorgeous. If you could ever do a cruise, we used to do the Dr. Dolly Show cruises up to Alaska. And it was fantastic. It was fun. I need to start that up again once coronavirus allows us to. But Anchorage, not a lot of drama. It's kind of nice. I don't like drama. Seattle started to have some drama. San Francisco, love the city, but, you know, a lot of drama with, you know, the homeless and urination and businesses coming out and yelling at the homeless. And, you know, it was a little bit more drama than I expected, but still, nice city. But Anchorage, no drama. It's kind of nice. Got friends up there, close friends. They own a fur store and David Green Furs. And, oh, they're just so nice. And it's just kind of family owned. And it's, people up there are nice. Anchorage is nice. But they had some drama the last few days. The mayor actually resigned. And he resigned 4 days after an anchor woman at a local television station threatened to report that he had nude photos of himself on a website. Ethan Berkowitz denied her allegations, but on Monday had admitted that he did have an inappropriate relationship with Maria Athens. Now, Maria Athens is the anchor at the Fox ABC combined station in Anchorage. And so he said, "It is with profound sadness and humility that I resigned as mayor of the municipality of Anchorage." All right. So people are thinking, all right, well, you know, there's just another, you know, politician sleeping with somebody. No, it gets more dramatic. Now, he said, "My resignation results from unacceptable personal conduct that has compromised my ability to perform my duties with the focus and trust that is required." He's 58 years old. He noted that he did great injury to his wife, their family, his staff, and the people of Anchorage. And he said, "For that, I am deeply sorry." Now, apparently he is resigned as of October 23rd. But this wasn't a, well, you know, I cheated on my wife and I got caught. There's a little bit more to this. So apparently the saga began, according to CBS News, when Athens, the anchor, the news anchor, posted a video on her Facebook page on Friday. She had actually been barred from the studio. I don't know if she's been fired from her job, but I guess she couldn't go into the studio. And in the video that she posted on Facebook, she claimed that she would break a story that night, claiming that Mayor Berkowitz posted nude photos to an underage website. She later also posted what she said was a photo of the mayor's nude backside. Now, I don't know what it is about lovers and all that, but everybody likes to take a picture of each other's butt. I never let Corey do that. And I think the reason why is I just didn't think he had a wide enough angle lens. No, I just, like, I did not want to picture my tushy. But people take pictures of tushies. Maybe it was a picture that, you know, somebody wanted to use for blackmail. I'm not sure. But apparently somebody has a picture of his tushy. Berkowitz's office immediately denied the substantial allegation. A day later, Anchorage police said they and the FBI investigated and found no evidence of criminal conduct. So thus far, no evidence that he was posting things on an underage site. But then, audio of a profanity and, they say, racist-laden voicemail surfaced late Monday, in which a woman who identified herself as Athens rattled off her network affiliations and threatened to kill Berkowitz. Berkowitz is Jewish, and his wife. The audio of the Friday morning phone call to Berkowitz was obtained by the online blog The Alaska Landmine. So the FBI Anchorage field office apparently coordinated with the Anchorage Police Department in the early stages of their investigation into allegations, according to the FBI, concerning inappropriate photos of an underage website and threatening communications he received. They said based on that initial investigation, there was no immediate evidence to support a violation of federal law, but they're going to monitor the situation. Athens, the news anchor, gets arrested later Friday because she trespassed in the television studio after she was told she couldn't return. She accosted the station manager, and apparently she was arrested by police. Her story never aired, and then she was charged with assault, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. Now, she has been released, posting bail. And then there's going to be a special, I guess, hearing, all right? But this is one of those, what was that movie? Oh, my gosh. It was with Michael Douglas, Fatal Attraction? No, there's, I always call it Fatal Instinct. It's Basic Instinct and then Fatal Attraction, where you have an affair with somebody, And then they want to do harm. You know, it goes wrong. Something goes wrong. And then they want to do harm to you, to the family. And the poor innocent wife or kids had nothing to do with this. And now their lives are at risk because somebody dipped their pen in some company's ink, shall we say. And it's, you know, if I could kind of make any, shall we say, suggestion to anybody out there who is thinking about cheating on their spouse, all right, think about who you're cheating with and the psychological makeup of that person. Now, many people are conditioned to think that if they fall for somebody outside their marriage, it's because, well, it was kismet, it was meant to be. You married somebody, you might have married too young, maybe you made a rash decision, maybe it's because you got pregnant, so you forced the marriage to go, and then there was somebody else out there that you were really meant to be with, and so you met them, and they do everything you want them to, they just seem to cater to your every needs, you're always happy, you don't seem to have all the drama and baggage. You don't have to worry about in-laws and things like that, and you just think you have the relationship from heaven. But you really kind of need to see is that opposite side. What if that person, even though they're pretending that, oh my gosh, this was meant to be, this was meant, and by the way, any scam artist, by the way, does that. They act like you two meeting up is meant to be. That this is love that nobody has ever seen before. And these scam artists know exactly what to say. I'm not saying, you know, this relationship was a scam, but when somebody does accost a married person, there has to be some sort of morals and ethical issue when they know that person is married and when they know that person has a family. Now, I get it. People like to chase. Some women love married men to chase after them. Vice versa, married men love, you know, knowing that, you know, they could possibly, you know, pull somebody away, you know, that they're that sexy and attractive. People want to feel attractive and sexy. You could like the idea, but you don't act on it, and you don't pursue it. And so you need to kind of stop and go, what type of person would want me to risk what I have, and, you know, because think about it. Let's say you really did fall in love with somebody. You would, you know, like their kids. You would respect their family. You would respect what they did. If you really cared about somebody, would you really rip that mother or father away from those children? How much then do you really love that person? And if you're like, oh, I love them so much, well, I'm being selfish. Oh, well, yeah, selfish happens, you know, selfishness happens in a relationship. No. If you're going to be that selfish where you're willing to hurt their kids for your sake, people, that's not a good match for you. And so, you know, I see this time and time again where hell hath no fury like a woman or lover scorned. And I think people need to kind of really think about before they start to dabble, you know, what happens? Will this person become a complete lunatic? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Still too. thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I appreciate the questions and the comments coming in. Some of you want to know, when are you getting your second stimulus check? And I'm sorry, I don't usually, you know, get all the ins on what's going on with the government. And I'm kind of hearing something similar as you are, where the Republicans want to push it through, and they might speed things up by just making a standalone bill. The problem is these packages have hundreds of different things thrown in there that nobody could agree. And I've been saying this for years, make single line bills that say, we're going to do this, funded by this, yay or nay. And then everybody gets to say, yay, vote on that, vote on that. This way we don't have paper airplanes, we don't have funding for, excuse me, cow farts, or whatever the heck people put in. So, right now, as it stands, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are continuing negotiations over the last stimulus package proposals, and they're still far apart on the price tag. Now, how much money are we talking? Well, the White House is offering a $1.8 trillion dollars in coronavirus relief. We're not talking about the quote-unquote skinny $600 billion. Does that just blow your mind? You know, I'm all excited that I made $10 on the Rams game. $10. They're talking about how $600 billion is skinny. So, the GOP caved, is offering $1.8 trillion in coronavirus relief. Democrats think that's still too little. The Democrats want $2.2 trillion. So we're talking about $0.4 trillion. There's a hold up there. I wouldn't even know how. I would guess that the bill would be a billion pages long if you're talking about that many trillions of dollars. But GOP leaders have indicated they'd be willing to break up the package into individual pieces. Senate Republicans are getting ready for like a standalone bill on the payroll protection program for small businesses. That vote will come October 19th. So payroll protection program gives businesses money as long as they follow the rules and they hire 90% of their staff back and keep 90% of their staff on payroll, whether they're open or not, they'll be given free money. I believe the calculation would be similar to what they did in the spring, where it's 2.5 times payroll for, I believe it's 2.5 times 1 month of payroll, which basically gives you a few months. They're probably going to have to do longer because most people then exhausted that money because you also have rent. You know, you have other expenses as well. But it gave everybody a couple months of relief, and it cost, what, $360 billion? That cost $360 billion, I believe, to do that. So businesses need help now. They just can't stay open. AMC theaters, who had originally said we got 6 months of money and finances, now they're like, nah, we're not going to make it to early next year. So, you know, these companies need help. So they might move forward on that. According to AL.com, both sides have agreed on another round of direct payments, similar to those sent out in the early days, which would be the stimulus checks. People are saying that the Supreme Court nomination is what's holding up the stimulus talks. Well, the argument that I had was before the Senate met and the judiciary hearings were going on, why weren't they working on the stimulus package then? There was, I mean, they could have passed it before the hearing. So don't be trying to tell me that now 3 days of hearings is what's putting out the stimulus checks when you had all this time. So I'm not buying that. So the first round of stimulus payments were $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for married couples, depending on earnings. The original stimulus also included $500 for dependents. That would be expanded to increase eligibility in the second round of checks. And I believe the second round of checks would be similar. Also up for debate is how unemployment insurance is going to be handled. Unemployment. Will an extra $600 be tacked on to everybody's weekly unemployment? Or what President Trump wanted to do is, we'll do $300, but $100 has to come out of your state. So you guys get an extra $400. And what that kind of did is shifted some of the responsibility onto the states. And if the states didn't want to run out of money, they might want to have less people on unemployment and allow some businesses to reopen. So I'm not sure where we're going with this. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this interview between Nancy Pelosi and Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room. Wolf Blitzer actually kind of grilled Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, can I just say something? Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old. This was actually the best she's ever looked. She's 80 years old. I don't see one, like, wrinkle in her. She looked actually pretty damn good. So whoever is doing her plastic surgery or Botox, I want. Because I got to admit, that's, I can't believe she's 80. Anyway, so I thought she looked really, really good. I'm not a fan of hers, but she looked pretty good. So Wolf Blitzer kind of grilled her, and it was like a 13, 14-minute interview on, okay, why aren't you guys moving forward with the president? And she said she didn't like what was in there, and she was kind of, you know, going back and forth on why, you know, he and, you know, the media doesn't understand what the Republicans are doing, and yeah, she accused him of being a Republican sympathizer, and she got pretty grumpy. Yeah, she goes, I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues apologists for the Republican position. Now, he had kind of grilled her on why there were so many other Democrats who wanted people to move forward with the stimulus package. President Trump has a $1.8 trillion stimulus package. Then I just, you know, what's the holdup? You know, the $600 billion they didn't like, it was too skinny. So it's 1.8. Yeah, maybe it's not 2.2, but it's 1.8. All right, if that includes the stimulus checks, if it includes unemployment, extra money, why not move forward? And there was some suggestion that the Democrats were going to wait till February after Joe Biden came into office. People can't wait for February. And so I believe Ro Khanna, House candidate, said people in need can't wait till February. $1.8 trillion is significant and more than twice Obama's stimulus. It will allow Biden to start with infrastructure. Obama won in 08 by doing the right thing on TARP instead of what was expedient. Make a deal and put the ball in McConnell court. And so Dan Pfeiffer said Democrats should aggressively pursue a COVID relief deal with Trump. It's the right thing to do. And the politics can work in their favor. Andrew Yang suggested, why aren't we working with, you know, work with Trump and get this passed? People can't wait. So what is the issue? Well, Nancy Pelosi kind of let it slip that Donald Trump wants to have a relief package passed before the election so he could claim that he, you know, passed something. Well, then Wolf Blitzer kind of called her on the politics of it. And she was not happy. She was mad. She would just, I mean, she kind of let him have it. And, you know, I this is where I think politics are just going too far. Mind you, I love having checks and balances. I think that's necessary. I do not want to see a dictator. I don't want to see a fascist. I don't want us going communist. I want our votes heard. I want there being discussion. But we're kind of in a position where people need help. And it doesn't seem to be that people are disagreeing with, wait a second, you know, a $1.8 trillion bill could bankrupt the country. No, because they're suggesting a $2.2 trillion bill. It seems like everybody's trying to showboat or trying to get credit, and they want to do each other. You know, when you start playing politics like that, you know, that's when the constituents you're serving are getting screwed. So, you know, and good for Wolf Blitzer for calling her on that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.